floodwaters have begun to recede in Seward and points north, but the National Weather Service has extended its flood warning for the Kenai River until Thursday. As KDLL Shaylin Cochran reports, flooding along the Kenai has been reported in several areas and forced road closures and evacuations.
Reports of moderate flooding along the river near Cooper Landing came in Monday morning when the Kenai River crested at 16 feet, where it's expected to remain until sometime Tuesday. The National Weather Service's measurements Monday anticipated the river would crest at 12.5 feet in Soldotna, where flood stage is 12 feet. All of this after a long weekend surveying damage and assessing what could come next, says Kenai Peninsula Borough spokesperson Brenda Alberg.
Over the weekend, we had area residents and communities of Cooper Landing, Kenai Keys, and Big Eddy area self-evacuate or prepare to evacuate in the event that flooding inundates their residents.
The borough's main focus now, Alberg says, is on erosion in areas near the Kenai and Anchor Rivers. The Department of Natural Resources closed the Kenai River to all boating Monday afternoon. Alberg says they've been working closely with state agencies to coordinate relief and mitigation efforts and will continue to do so in the days ahead.
They are giving us assistance as we request resources from them, particularly as we are working on the next operational period, assessing not only damages but planning for recovery.
The National Weather Service is predicting the river will continue to rise over the next 36 to 48 hours. The rate of rise on the lower river was anticipated to slow by late Monday, with a very broad crest expected. Alberg says the borough has fielded just a few calls for assistance with self-evacuation.
We have provided assistance when called upon, but it's also been very fulfilling to see how people are reaching out to their neighbors and helping them as much as they can.
She says the flooding and heavy rainfall have affected some wells in the area and cautions residents who have experienced flooding to boil or treat that water before use. The Weather Service's flood warning for the Kenai River is in effect until 5 p.m. Thursday. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.